Hello, Marco.
Hi, Marco. Sierra says hi.
Hello, Sierra. Congratulations. I got to say, I'm kind of jealous. Always wanted to do precisely that trip all the way down to the bottom of South America.
We try to tell people not to be jealous, but to be inspired and to get out there and do your own thing, you know?
How does it feel to have reached your destination now after, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah, wow. It feels pretty amazing, especially because our original plan was to make it down all the way to the tip in 6 months. And after 2.5 years, we just made it to the bottom, and it feels amazing. We just popped a bottle of champagne and had a meal out in La Pitaya Bay at the very end of the Panamericana Highway.
A lot of things to celebrate for you guys. You left 2.5 years ago. You were a family of three, and now you're a family of four. When did all this happen?
Well, Sierra is now 9 months old, and she was born in Brazil. She was made and raised on the road.
She's our little brasileira.
Yeah, we thought we would give Colette a sibling, and so happened that we've kind of decided to be on the road indefinitely. Here's Colette.
There's Coco. She made it over.
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Yeah, so we kind of did checkups along the way. We did our first checkup in Cusco, Peru, in a hospital that was made out of shipping containers. They had all the modern machines that a hospital would have. It was $6 for our first appointment, and then another $6 for the actual ultrasound. So we just kind of like did checkups along the way as we went from Peru, Chile, Argentina, and kind of bounced back and forth, and then eventually to southern Brazil, to the island of Florianopolis, where we ended up by having Sierra.
So how is the van holding up?
At the moment, we are rolling smooth. After four, the motors come out four times, two or three cracked blocks. We were having a string of bad luck there, but we think we got it all worked out after replacing the entire electrical system and ECU in Buenos Aires about 8 months ago.
I leave that to Adam. We kind of delegate our jobs in van life, you know?
But yeah, right now we're running smooth.
The road is full of such little and big adventures. What was your most recent little adventure?
I just hiked the O Circuit in Torres del Paine. It was about a 9-day backpacking trip. Emily and the girls joined me for 2 days of the beginning. We walked up just after a snowstorm and saw the sunrise, and it was incredible.
What about the people you've met along the way? Have they been helpful and welcoming?
Absolutely. I mean, the people that we've met, you know, from California to Ushuaia have been amazing. And I think that the world, it has reinforced how wonderful life can be when you just can slow down and meet people and have simple moments with them.
You haven't had any dodgy situations, have you?
We have.
Yeah, there was one situation. We were camped on a river in Peru in the middle of really nowhere. Heard a tap on the van in the night and looked out the window. There were three machine guns pointed our way. It turned out that it was the police that were just kind of checking us out in the middle of the night. And they were actually really nice to us after they realized we were just tourists kind of passing through.
You know, I don't know how old Colette is. I know Sierra is not even a year, but it's hard to imagine how they will remember any of this if they do. What would you like them to remember about this trip?
Well, for us, the trip isn't over. We're kind of committed to being on the road for a while, so we think that it will be an integral part of who they are and a part of their childhood.
When you say a while, you're talking another year, another 5 years?
At least another five or more.
10? Forever?
We're on our way north now, and the plan is to go to Alaska, and that'll probably take us another couple years to get back. And then we're talking about building another vehicle, something four-wheel drive, and possibly going to Africa next.
Wow. What is it like to be on the road with no end in sight? How does that just change your whole mindset?
Oh, it's so much fun. It's just like a dream come true. You know, it's our American dream, you know. It's like we just don't feel like doing the American dream back home is accessible anymore for young families. And the fact that we can all be together traveling and experiencing, you know, all of these amazing landscapes and meeting incredible people on the way. And it's just a dream come true.
Well, Adam and Emily Harteau, along with their daughters Colette and Sierra, speaking with us from Argentina, enjoy the road as long as it lasts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.